A man who is never bamfoozled joins us on the phone this morning. Andy Bennett is the dude of Renegade Theater Company, and he joins us this morning to talk about theater on the radio, radio theater on KUMD. Hey, Andy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm trying to remember who I was talking to on the air. The fact that I don't remember troubles me a little bit. And they were talking about how Renegade's got all kinds of cool stuff going on right now.
Yeah, that was that's always true.
Well, I suppose, like, yes, but I would have been able to repeat the compliment a little bit better if I could remember who it was who said it. So what's going on with you folks over the summer? You guys just kick back, put your feet up, hang out at the beach,
don't bother with
theater, right?
We are firmly underway in about three different productions all at once. We're in the second week of our play seminar that's running right now. And we're in pre-production on our July production of Marie Antoinette. And then we have auditions in a couple weeks for our fall musical Assassins. So we're pretty busy.
Assassins. Yeah. That sounds like a typical musical. Typical musicals take some really inappropriate topic and sing about it.
Yeah. It's really an interesting thing that Stephen Sondheim has done. He's decided to make a musical about the presidential assassins and try to show things from their side of the issue, which is really fascinating and makes for a really awesome musical.
You know, we never really do get the bad guy's perspective. Everybody's got a side to the story, and we never find out, you know, what was going on in the assassins' minds and hearts.
That is very true. We're calling it the dark side of the American dream, which is pretty apt for that show.
So why would you choose to do a big, big costume drama, I'm guessing a costume drama, like Marie Antoinette, in July when it's really, really, really hot and people don't want to wear big, huge, hot wigs and layers and layers and layers
that's
of clothing?
That's a very, very fair question. However, our version is revolutionary era France via high school of today. So the costume designer, Sasha Howell, who works up at the College of St. Scholastica over her summer, she's going to be working with us, and she is designing essentially a fashion show that takes elements of revolutionary era France and then mashes it up with current fashion and style. And so we're calling it the French Revolution Totally on Fleek.
Okay. Love it. Love it.
It's going to be very fun. I think there's going to be a runway, the whole nine yards.
Oh, wow. So that's an extraordinarily clever way. Not that you, of course, would say, oh, it'll be hot, we won't do a period drama. But it's kind of a clever way of handling that. Tell us a little bit about Seminar, if folks haven't seen that yet.
It is about four young aspiring novelists who have a private seminar with a really, really well-renowned writer who happens to be a bit of a jerk. And he sort of puts them through their literary paces and there's some romance and some broken hearts and some careers started and stopped, and it's wickedly, wickedly funny. It's a really great show.
As a writer, have you taken anything away from this show? I mean, have you honed your trying to be a jerk, not trying to be a jerk, be wickedly, wickedly funny muscles at all?
Yeah, you know, it is one of those shows that I watch with that combination of enjoyment and terror. You know, I sort of laugh while I cringe in my seat. It's one of those really, really great shows in that way that it makes you feel wonderful and sad about yourself at the same time as a writer. The rest of the audience just seems to enjoy the heck out of it. I think I just take it a little more personally.
Well, as you know, it's very difficult to find anybody in this community who is not an artist of some kind.
That is true.
Now, when do you folks set your season for the next year?
We are in the process of season selection right now. We should have it ready to go by June.
Oh, wow. So the next time we talk, you should
have
a season.
New season. Yep. A sparkly new season for you.
I don't suppose you're allowed to, you know, obviously you couldn't name names, but could you maybe give some obscure hints about some of the shows that you're considering for the next season?
Boy, some obscure hints.
You have to, you know, like you could name a character or you could perhaps name just a one little plot point.
I'll say that there's one of the themes that we seem to keep returning to this year is people going in our selections that we're looking at this year, as does, you know, it's a renegade season, so there's some sex and there's some violence.
Well, some people, I guess, dream of sex and violence, I guess. Okay. All right. Well, Andy, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank
and before
you for
I get
me.
Myself in hot water with the FCC, I'll say, gosh, thanks. It's been great. Can't wait to talk to you, and we'll talk about the new season next time.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Andy. Andy Bennett is the development director of Renegade Theater Company, and he joined us this morning to talk about theater on the radio, radio theater on Fridays right here at 8 o'clock on 103.3 KUMD. Radio theater made possible in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.